Citizens who lined a street outside the private meeting came to see the president, but many, like Leslie Harris of Flower Mound, also wanted to show support for Judge Clay Jenkins' plan. It calls for moving some of the detained migrant children to better-equipped centers in Dallas County. Harris carried a sign that said simply, human rights.
I'm here because I care about the children. I'm aghast at the reaction of some people that are yelling and screaming, you know, go home, go home. They're children, and I think we need to take care of them.
Elias Cantu of Dallas agreed and hoped the private discussions were going well.
A response like this is definitely something that needs to happen. I signed up to be a volunteer so we can be ready for the children when they get here.
Following the meeting that lasted more than an hour, President Obama said the governor had provided constructive input. He said Perry suggested deploying more federal border agents and repositioning existing ones to prevent the entry of undocumented migrants. Perry wanted the federal government to speed up the processing of migrants who've been detained.
I indicated to him that what he said sounded like it made sense.
Obama said doing a lot of what Perry proposes would be easier if Congress approves the president's request of $3.7 billion for border security. Obama told Perry he could help by urging the Texas delegation to vote yes on the funding.
About half of the resources would go to border security, enforcement, and expedited removal of people who don't qualify for a humanitarian claim. About half would go to make sure we're treating children humanely. We'd also make investments to further tackle the root problems in Central America.
Providing more humane surroundings for the migrant children from Central America awaiting immigration hearings is the most immediate concern for Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins. And he said the president thanked the religious and local leaders who are assembling resources and volunteers. Jenkins said the group also brainstormed some possible solutions.
Mayor Rawlings threw out an idea, and that is, why don't we take some of this money and build some, you know, orphanages and some boarding schools in Mexico? And the head of the Baptist General Convention piped in, we can build the first one with our Baptist men.
Chris Liebram directs disaster recovery efforts for the Baptist General Convention of Texas. He hopes the meeting was a beginning for a working partnership among groups that don't always get along.
You knew that there was different political views, but it seemed as if it was time out, shut the door, no media, let's talk about this.
The first test for those who met may be working together as the 2,000 migrant children are transferred to Dallas County. Jenkins expects that to happen near the end of July. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.